Candidate selections, voting, all of these are essential components of a democracy. But how much does that concept democracy resonate with young people? Producers Jonathan Menhever and Barrett Golding recorded the thoughts of college students in the Chicago area.
Democracy.
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 What I think about democracy.
I have no idea, man, honestly. No clue.
I really have no idea what democracy is supposed to be or what it means.
What do you mean? Like our form of government?
It's great in theory.
I think it works well.
Much like communism?
Better than communism.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, all that junk. I mean, everyone's all for that. But people to me just seem more interested in pursuit of money.
All the presidents and all that, they're all rich people.
It's been this way for more than 200 years, and it's worked so far, and I think it is still working. I don't think we need great change or a revolution or...
Democracy in general is probably a good idea, but if you look at like the Greeks, which is what we base our system on, I mean, the Greeks fell, so we have to be careful. We have to be careful not to hate each other over things like politics and democracy.
I don't pay attention to politics, and I don't know enough to make an educated vote. Like, I should, I know that, but it's just kind of boring.
Definitely not voting. I'm not voting this year.
I'll vote, but that's it. That's the most I'm gonna get involved.
Because most people who vote just don't even really think about it. I mean, you usually only have like three candidates to choose from, and it's either, you know, Republican, Democrats, or some Green Party or something like that.
And most people might think that their votes will count quantitatively, and it doesn't, because the Electoral College is really casting the votes. I don't know who the Electoral College is. I doubt that anyone in this room knows. Do you know who they are?
The percentage of people that actually do vote is ridiculously low. And if we actually got people out there to vote and speak their mind, then maybe things would change.
Young people have a completely different take on politics. It's a lot more aggressive and a lot more physical. Kids are willing to literally fight for what they believe in.
You're not taught to do something extraordinary. You know, it's so easy just to say, I'm going to grow up, go to college, get out, have a nice job.
There's not many people that can make a difference, and even if you do, it's kind of like if you're a social worker, say, you're going to impact other people's lives, but at the same time, you're going to get paid less. So it's like the system's set up to make people who want to make a difference, like, not get rewarded at the end.
You can vote, you can stay informed, but then, you know, to actually go out and actively do something for your cause, like, the best thing you can do, you know? Like, voting is good. Everybody should do it, but it's not enough.
Passing out flyers, brochures, talking about the issues with people.
You just have to care and just realize that everything affects us.
That piece was produced by Jonathan Menhever and Barrett Golding. It's part of the series Chicago Matters, Our Next Generation, from Chicago Public Radio.